Saturday, April 11th, 2009, and welcome to episode 82 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. I have recently completed a project that may be of interest to other schools and or businesses that must work within a set budget and manage their dollars wisely in these tough economic times. If you are like me, your wish list always exceeds your available budget, as there is always that additional tool you need to add to your toolbox. I am hearing from many schools that are currently experiencing budget difficulties and therefore need to stretch the dollars that they do have as far as possible. Spending technology dollars wisely is more important now than ever. I have been working on a classroom/conference room presentation system that provides a lot of bang for the buck and offers several other benefits as well for schools that I would like to share with you. I have named this project the eAsaurus because it combines the affordability of an ePC netbook with the functionality of a large screen HDTV for a peculiar combination of the small with the large that is surprisingly effective and affordable. The name is also influenced by the Skypeosaurus that Colleen from Twit.tv recently put together that combined four low-cost PCs into one unit that allows for simultaneous Skype calls into a multi-display format. I admire solutions that are creative, elegant, affordable, and capable of being easily replicated by others. I believe the eAsaurus solution meets this criteria and can offer many schools a different way of thinking about an affordable presentation system for their classrooms. Listeners for Tech Talk for Teachers know that I am a big fan of netbooks. Netbooks are mini laptops usually costing below $500 that are light in weight, usually around 3 pounds, and offer educators an affordable and portable computing solution. You can buy 3 or 4 netbooks for the same price as just one average mid-range laptop. This affordability factor is catching the attention of schools across the nation. There are, however, a couple of weaknesses of netbooks that do get mentioned regularly by others when considering their purchase. The first one I usually hear about is that the screen is too small. My current netbook of choice is the EPC-1000HE model with a 10-inch screen. The native resolution is 1024 by 600. This small screen size is a trade-off between weight, portability, and cost. Now enter the eAsaurus solution. Pictures of the eAsaurus are provided in the show notes of this episode if you are interested in seeing it in its native habitat. With the eAsaurus, you can go from a 10-inch netbook screen to a 42-inch HDTV 1080p screen. The 42-inch screen is mounted on a portable stand with wheels that can be moved around as needed in a classroom, providing the teacher flexibility with its placement. It also offers the advantage of minimum installation cost, and this advantage cannot be overstated. I cannot tell you how many schools I have been in where I see a pile of boxes sitting in a corner waiting to be installed before the equipment can be used. Smart boards, computer projectors, and speaker systems require installation and mounting. This usually requires additional wiring and electrical work before they can be used in the classroom. The installation process requires time and additional cost, not to mention the frustration of not being able to use the purchased equipment in a timely manner. The eAsaurus as configured requires a minimum of assembly time and can easily be operational in less than a couple of hours. Since the EPC has 802.11n wireless built in, no hardwired LAN connection is needed if you have a wireless network available for your use in your classroom. If you do not have wireless, the EPC has an RJ45 jack that can be plugged into a LAN connection. The EPC-1000HE model also has up to a 9-hour battery life, and that will take most teachers through the entire school day of teaching. All that is needed for the eAsaurus is one electrical outlet to plug in the HDTV. That's it. The EPC also has a key combination, FN and F4, that changes the screen resolution from 1024 by 600 to a 1024 by 768 full-size screen on the 42-inch HDTV, negating the argument about the small EPC netbook screen size. You get the best of both worlds. Portability, so you can take the EPC with you when on the go, and the ability to connect the EPC to the 42-inch HDTV for classroom presentations when needed. The other common complaint I often hear from others about netbooks is that the keyboard is too small. Once again, the Eosaurus offers a solution. The EPC-1000HE model has a 92% of full-size chiclet-style keyboard. To get around this limitation, I selected a RF wireless full-size trackball keyboard from Adesso that also has left and right mouse buttons built into the keyboard. This solves two problems. First, you can now use a full-size keyboard with the EPC. And secondly, you are no longer tethered to the front of the room. You can walk around the room with the wireless RF keyboard in your hand and control the EPC from anywhere in the room. Better yet, hand the wireless keyboard to your students and let them take control to teach others in the class. For the cost of an average mid-range laptop, you can build the Eosaurus. I have provided a list of equipment with links in the show notes to the equipment listings showing information about the equipment models that I selected to build the first edition of the Eosaurus. You, of course, can use whatever source you want. The links provided are just for information about the products I use for those interested. We use many different vendors when purchasing equipment. Please keep in mind that prices are subject to change at any time. Estimated prices provided from the Amazon website were accurate at the time of this posting. You can shop around with other companies and you may be able to find lower prices, or you may adapt the equipment selections and brand choices I made to fit your own needs. Be sure to also ask if additional shipping charges apply for the larger items. Here is the rundown of the equipment list. First, the EPC-1000HE model, available for approximately $389. I chose a Peerless HDTV mobile stand with an approximate cost of $453. The HDTV I selected was the LG 42-inch model that has an approximate cost of $917. And finally, the wireless keyboard cost approximately $60. That brings the total cost for the Eosaurus as configured in April 2009 to $1,819. If you substitute a lower cost alternative for the HDTV, like the Vizio 32-inch model, the total cost comes in around $1,352, essentially the price of one mid-range laptop. You can even find lower cost options for the HDTV stand and save another $100 to $200, bringing the price to just above $1,100. If you are buying in bulk, your savings could be even more. When it comes to shopping for HDTVs, the sky is the limit. The 42-inch model I chose is a compromise of price versus size. For classroom use, a 52-inch or larger HDTV would be even better, but I was not willing to pay an additional $600 to $700 in price to gain 10 inches in screen size due to the limited budget I was working with. The one thing that was important to me about the HDTV selected for the Eosaurus was that it have as many different types of connection capabilities as possible. The 42-inch HDTV model that I selected has a PC connection that is used to connect to the EPC. In addition to the PC connection, there are also component, composite, and HDMI connections. It was also important to me that the HDTV have buttons on the side of the TV to easily change the input selections so that no remote control is needed to switch between the PC connection, component, composite, and HDMI connections. Remotes are notorious for disappearing in classrooms. Schools also may want to invest in a padlock and cable system to secure the equipment against theft for preventive security purposes if needed. So there you have it, the Eosaurus. Could an Eosaurus be in your future? Drop me a note in the comments section of the Tech Talk for Teachers blog and let me know what you think, or if you build one yourself, be sure to send me a picture. I do have more plans for improving the Eosaurus by adding a DVD player, Blu-ray would be nice, and I have a couple of other additions up my sleeve that I think will make the Eosaurus an even more effective presentation system for teachers and students, so stay tuned for more. My technology pick of the week this week is a pick for students all across the nation as we approach the end of another school year and their studies come to a close. Quizlet is a website that provides flashcards for almost any subject imaginable and is a great study resource. If you cannot find what you like already created on the site, you can sign up for a free account and create your own. A link is available in the show notes. Most likely, you will already find a set of flashcards to help you learn more about the particular topic you are interested in, as there are thousands of flashcards already made. The website provides immediate feedback on right and wrong answers. It offers different forms of learning activities from familiarize, learn, and test. The feedback is immediate and provides correct answers for what you missed. I have also provided a link in the show notes to an example State Capitals Quizlet section for you to try your hand at using this wonderful learning tool to assess your knowledge. It has great learning games called Scatter and Space Race that allows you to match items and test your knowledge. It makes learning fun, but be forewarned that you need to be a good typist for Speed Race. In addition, there are other flashcards and activities for the SAT, GRE, GMAT, LSAT, etc., and advanced placement courses. I encourage you to let your students know about Quizlet, as it provides immediate feedback for assessing basic knowledge and comprehension on a variety of subjects and levels, and is very well done. This site is definitely worth you taking some time in exploring its offerings. When you find subject matter that you think would be helpful for your students, please send them a link so they can study for your upcoming test. Give Quizlet a try and let me know if you and your students find it helpful. Best of all, it is free. That wraps it up for episode 82 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Transcripts and show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the Eastern Illinois University Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.